We will call the committee meeting to order. The first thing we're going to do today, before I forget, like other days, is approve the minutes. Representative Murdoch, would you approve the minutes from our last meeting, please? I assume you've read those and they meet your approval?
Mr. Chair, I have some questions for the author of this on line 4 of the minutes. Representative Murdoch, could you walk me through what you meant by...
He doesn't even... He looks well prepared.
All right, I'm on board then. Thank you for the answer.
Thank you, Representative Atkins. It's always good to check. As far as the minutes go, those approving signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you, members. Minutes are approved. We're waiting for Representative Clark. We're going to hear House File 166. And the consensus of the committee seems to be we should start to slowly proceed even without her. And if we go ahead and hear the bill and act on it before she gets here, that would be, I think, a pleasant surprise for her. So Representative Atkins, do you want to move House File 166?
I would be happy to move it. I'm just curious if the chair might happen to know where it's supposed to go from here.
I believe the General Register.
Oh, good spot for it. All right. Yeah,
we always like that.
Be happy to move House File 166 to pass and be referred to the General Register.
Now we might have to stall for a minute waiting for Ms. Hurnett to come up and testify on it. Was there anyone else that we had that wanted to testify? Is there anyone that would like to testify for or against before we have the bill? It's before us, before we have it officially presented or explained. Here comes Representative Clark. If you would have stalled a few more minutes, we were going to go ahead and hear it and pass it for you.
Don't mess this up. So.
Representative Clark, take your time whenever you're ready. There's no hurry, but we're ready to go whenever you are.
Okay. Well, thank you. That was a nice introduction because I think maybe this might be my one and only consent bill of the whole year. So.
Wait, what are you assuming here?
Well, thank you very much. The bill I have before you is basically to correct a problem that occurred from a bill that we passed last year that deals with the lead work rules. And basically the state of Minnesota has a program whereby we help our residential contractors and rehabilitation contractors and housing comply with the federal EPA rule. We passed a law last year that helped clarify that, but there's kind of a glitch in it in that the way people sign up to do this wasn't so clear. So a lot of our licensed contractors were not getting registered with the EPA. So what this bill does is gives us more time. It was brought to me by the Building Association so that we could give our contractors and licensed contractors more time to get registered with the EPA. So, Mr. Chairman, if it's okay with you, I'd like to have a little bit of testimony about this.
Good work.
And I think Lisa...
She's coming.
Thank you, Representative Clark.
She brought me the bill from the Builders Association, so I was just thinking maybe we could have a little bit of conversation with her.
Oh. Mr. Chair, committee members, my name is Lisa Furnett. I'm representing the Builders Association of Minnesota on this bill today. A quick recap, last year we passed this language, and what we did, well, let me go step back a little bit. The EPA came down with new lead certification requirements for builders, remodelers, contractors in general. A couple of years ago, it was a long process that started about 16 years ago and went through several different permutations at the EPA. Minnesota already has had great lead abatement programs. The problem is that this was a mandated, no chance for opt-out for lead certification for remodelers. What we did was we wanted to make sure that the people who were pulling permits to remodel houses actually had a license and were certified to do lead abatement with the new rules. So we wound it around to make sure that the building officials were able to check on the EPA website as to whether or not the people have been certified and were licensed. With that, okay, I'm trying to catch my breath here for a second, so my apologies. So we moved it out to a February 1st, 2011 deadline to make sure that people had the opportunity to get certified and to make sure they got on the EPA's website. Last week we found a glitch in the EPA's website where there are several builder remodeler contractors within our association that are not listed on the website. This does not count all of the people out there who don't belong to the Builders Association Minnesota, so we are thinking that there are several more builders, remodelers, contractors that are not listed on the website. We're working with the Department of Labor and Industry to get out a memorandum so that the 13,000 contractors that are licensed in the state of Minnesota understand that they need to go up to the EPA's website so that they can check off, so that when they go to pull a permit, the building official can go up to the EPA's website and they can check to make sure that they're on the website. And this just extends the date from February 1st, 2011 to August 1st, 2011 to make sure we've got time to get the memorandum out. That Dolly can get it out. We have been sending out postings to all of our members to make sure that they're listed on the website.
Thank you. Any questions, members? Representative Sanders.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Ms. Frenette, are we sure and confident that the date of August 1st is sufficient time and will be enough to make sure that we can accommodate this shift?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Sanders, I'd like to say yes.
Okay. Well, we need something to do next year, so if we need to extend it, we'll do that. I'm not aware of anybody else that wants to testify. I'm not aware of any controversy, but we want to make sure anybody gets a chance to get heard that wants to be heard. Is there anyone in the audience that wants to speak for or against this bill? Any other committee questions for the author or Ms. Frenette? Seeing none, any final comments you'd like to make? Otherwise, we're ready to vote.
Mr. Chairman, only if you are interested in having it go on the consent calendar. That would be a possibility.
I think that we were supposed to send it to General Register, which
okay, that's
I don't
fine.
Know. It's I didn't hear otherwise, but okay. With that, members, no final questions. We didn't amend this, so all those in favor of Representative Atkins renews his motion to pass House File 166 and send it on to the General Register. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Motion prevails.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and committee members.
Hey, we passed our first bill. Thank you, Representative Clark. Good job. Members, with that, we don't have anything in front of us today. I don't have a distinct absolute roadmap for next week, but we are going to start hearing more bills than just one short one a day. We will get busier next week, but I don't have any for sure bills that we're going to hear. So with that, unless anybody has any further questions, we will adjourn. Representative Atkins.
Quickly, Mr. Chair, there's a kind of, well, frankly, there's, I guess you'd call it a rumor floating around that we were going to take up a gambling bill today.
I wouldn't bet on it.
And I, ironically, that was my response, too. I raised that, though, because there was some disconcerted or discomfort with the rapidity that House Files 126, 127, 130 were moving through the process, and that folks didn't necessarily feel that they had enough time to weigh in on some of those things that are cutting colleges and cutting a variety of things across Minnesota. I raised the question about gambling because I sit in this committee, dating back to my favorite chair and now my new favorite chair. We've always done, yeah, it's you, David, but we've always tried to make sure that we don't schedule things with, and I'm assuming that the new chair is probably of the same mind, that if we have an important issue along the lines of Racino Casino or something else, we'll get more than a day's worth of notice. Would that be the chair's intent?
Well, Representative Atkins, if you have a bill that you want to bring forward for Racino, we'd be happy to hear that. No, that is our intent. I don't know. I haven't seen any gambling bills yet. If we do have a gaming day, we'll give everybody plenty of head start notice, and we won't do it. We won't have a gaming day on Tuesday. We'll probably hear a couple of bills, but they're not going to be anything having to do with gaming or anything else controversial. So, no, we won't do anything without heads up to you and to the other committee members.
Thank you,
Mr. Chair.
Yeah. Representative Muller.
You were the one I was actually worried about. It wasn't
Mr.
so much.
Mr. Chair, well, thank you, because that's been the tradition this committee, and we were surprised in another committee this morning, but with a total huge bill out of a little tiny thing. But what does Representative Atkins have against Chair Wilkin?
Who? Don't tell him anything. No, he was here the other day. He was a great chair, too. He's just not in the room. So.
We don't have to be nice to him. He's not here. But, no, we are, as I've said before, we're going to try to continue the tradition of running the committee the way Chair Atkins did and Chair Davids and Chair Wilkin. We're not going to bring big, giant bills up without giving everybody a heads up so we can have lots of testifiers and lots of fun. So.
Thank you.
Mr.
With that, any other questions for members? I think we are adjourned.